We're learning the study of the Ten Sefirot, part two, inner observation. We are in item 66.
Yeah, so here we're studying elements of the spiritual vessel. It's very important parts because he's speaking about Malchut, Tzimtzum, the restriction, the reflected light which is above it, how it becomes a vessel with direct light, all things that comprise our soul, components of our soul, that in our 10, each one in his own 10, we want to connect in such an extent that we'll be able to build such a potsuf. It's the potsuf of the soul. Please.
Item 66. The 10 sefirot of direct light expand from above downward, and the 10 sefirot of the reflected light from below upward. Now there are two kinds of 10 sefirot in the emanated being. 10 sefirot from above downward, and 10 sefirot from below upward. It is so, because there are 10 sefirot in the upper light, called Keter, which are the root, called Keter of the upper light, and four discernments expand from Keter. The first discernment is called Chokhmah. The second discernment is called Binah, or the first phase. The third phase containing six sefirot chodat nehi is called Zeranpin, and the fourth phase is Malchut. Their order is from above downward, meaning from the refined to the coarse. It means that the more refined is also more important, and the most refined, namely the root, is called Keter. After Keter, meaning the little coarser than Keter, is called Chokhmah, until the coarsest of all, which is Malchut, is the most wanting of all.
Are there any questions about this, please? No? Well, let's keep going and ask later, please.
From below upward means that the coarser is more important.
I just want to remind that we here have to be with two intentions. One is that we're connecting between us. The other is that with the connection between us, we want to draw the light that reforms from our studies, and it will help me and my friends and all of us together to be in such a connection that upon it we are reading what we are reading about, that will reach a state that we are reading about it, that it will be felt in us, that we will understand the text, not from our mind, but because it will be revealed in us as a result of the connection that the book is speaking about. Hebrew 10.
May I ask about what you talked about 2 minutes ago?
What?
We're learning elements of the spiritual vessel, very important parts, because they become the potsuf of the soul. That's what I want to ask about. Can you depict what is the potsuf of the soul in the ten?
Potsuf, that we're learning about what the potsuf is. That's it. Rosh tochsof. The spiritual potsuf, it's called a soul. That's it. What can we talk about? You heard about this for years. So that's called the soul. And here, for now, we're studying about elements of the potsuf. And afterwards, we'll learn that's from the ninth part already, tenth part of Tess. Then we'll start learning how it's born, how it develops. It gradually, we don't start from the birth of the potsuf. No, world, starting from elements. What is the patsuf? What is the olam? What is the ascent, descent, patsufim, so on. Afterwards, when we have all these things, because all in all, we're in a feeling and an understanding and somewhat on the spiritual world, then we can start learning how the soul is born, how it's developing. Before that, we can't absorb any of this. You don't explain to a newborn how to make babies and how they grow. He has to know life. He has to be, let's say, 20, and then you can start talking to him how it all happens in our world. That's how it is.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, вот он здесь пишет про 10 сферот прямого и отраженного света.
Dear Raf, he writes about 10 сферот of direct light and 10 сферот of direct of reflected light. How does Malchut, that restricts itself, how does she build the reflected light?
From not wanting to receive anything for herself, but what she wants is to connect all the sefirot above herself, specifically from the will to receive that she has. From all of them, she can restrict her own will to receive and use the will to receive in order to bestow. And then by this, she creates the reflected light. And in that reflected light, she can connect all the influence of the Creator towards her, called the first nine. The first nine sefirot. Then it turns out that Malchut of Or Yashar becomes Keter of Or Chozer. We'll learn that. Please, Olin.
67. From below upward means that the coarser is more important. There are 10 more sefirot in the emanated being. They are of opposite value to the 10 sefirot of the above upper light, namely the 10 sefirot of reflected light that rises from the screen in Prina Daled in phase 4. They clothe the 10 sefirot of upper light in order from below upward, meaning from coarse to fine. The coarsest is the first in virtue, and the more refined is lower. This is the opposite order of the 10 sefirot of the upper light.
Who wants to ask about this and not anything else? Specifically on this. You want to ask about what we just read? In the book? Yes or no? Maktu. You sure you want to ask about this? PT 18, yes?
No. Да, да, Раф.
Yes, Raf.
Я хотел спросить в десятке, как мы чувствуем эти
элементы? Более тонкие, которые более грубые. How do I feel those elements that are or finer or coarser? How do I feel it?
Can't explain it. That's not what we read about. PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. I hope the question is appropriate. What is coarseness, and is it connected to the appearance of hatred between us?
That is also not something we were talking about now.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you very much. Thank you, Rav. Until now, we talked about rising from below upward. We said this is higher. Now we learn that the coarser is higher. What does that mean?
That with the biggest of yud, we can create the strongest and highest reflected light. Reflected light.
Thank you.
PT 25.
It's a little confusing that there are 10 sefirot in the light and 10 sefirot in the emanated being. Aren't the sefirot something that's felt in the will to receive? How then is there a division into two parts that are light and emanated being? Why are there two distinctions of 10 sefirot in the will to receive?
There is a difference between what I receive from the Creator and the way I respond to it. So what I get from the Creator is felt in Malchut and in the first nine before the Malchut. That I can't feel anything before I feel it in Malchut. Like we learn in the four phases of direct light, the light has to reach Bchinat Dalid, and Bchinat Dalid will start responding to Shem, Tzimtzum, Masacho, Chozer, and so on. The light reaches Bchinat Dalid, the fourth phase, and then Bchinat Dalid feels that it came, the light came to her from all the first previous phases. Then, she sees it as the Creator's attitude towards her, or the host towards her. That is the first nine from above downward. Now, in according to that, that she restricts herself as much as she can, she performs actions back from below upward. And then in those actions she returns, she can present to the Creator an ability to receive in somewhat in order to bestow. And then the nine sefirot of direct light clothe in the ten sefirot of reflected light. And that is already called a parzuf. Yes.
So, the relation of the emanated being, how is the relation light? How does the created being create light?
Bestow from each one to each one to each other one, that's called light.
But the source of the light can't be in the emanated being, right?
Correct, but he uses it, that the Creator gave him an ability to relate to the Creator back in such a way. Okay. Well, let's see PT24.
A question about what you said now. If I understood correctly, what he says is that the ten sefirot of the upper light that are written here are the last discernment, that feels the first ten discernments in the vessel, not the light, but the vessel, that the light passes through the discernments and you feel that in the upper light. That's the meaning of feeling the upper light?
You can think that. That's okay. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, our question is that Balan Sulam writes here that there are two types of ten sefirot in the Netzal. Our question is, what's the difference between Malchut de Elyon and Malchut of En Sof in these two? Are there any differences in the Tzimtzum and Masach of these two sefirot, please?
Malchut of Ein Sof doesn't feel it. It's something that it's above all. That's what Kabbalists write about. Malchut in the Parzuf, we have its ten sefirot from Keter to Malchut, and that's what we can reveal, and in according to that we can behave. Why are you adding Ein Sof into here? I don't know.
One more question, please.
No.
What's the difference in the Zakut between the two? The sefirot from up down and the one from down up?
The sefirot themselves, the higher the sefirah is, it's more pure than the sefirot below it. That's it. That's indirect light. And reflected light, it's the opposite, because the more my aviut is greater, and from it I can create a bigger quality of bestowal. So it turns out that the sfira is higher in reflected light, meaning the 10 sfirot of direct light from Keter to Malchut, and 10 sfirot of reflected light from Malchut of Or Yashar, which is Keter of reflected light, back to Keter of Or Yashar of direct light, where that is Malchut of Or Chozer. Tel Aviv 3.
What is the condition for Malchut to discern the 10 sfirot of direct light, if there is such a thing at all?
I don't understand. Malchut, what?
What's the condition for Malchut to discern that there are 10 sfirot of direct light?
If Malchut restricts itself, it can discover that there's light before her, to the extent that she, the intensity of her restriction, meaning upon what of you she can overcome, so she can discern which kind of light comes to her as ten sfirot. But the ten sfirot, in what intensity? Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, echida. It all depends on the aviut of the masach in the malchut. New York 2.
New York 2. And is there a special correspondence between the clothing of the Or Chozer on the different levels of the Or Yashar?
The clothing or the dressing is, as we understand, it's the way that light clothes or dresses the desire, the kli. That there's a connection between the action of the created being and the action of the creator. The creator bestows the light, and the created being bestows pleasure back to the creator. Meaning it's two forms of pleasure, one towards the other. They clothe upon one another. That's what happens. I am for my beloved and my beloved for me, just like we learned from Bala Sulam, who gives the example of the guest and the host.
Tel Aviv 4. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I want to ask, can it be said that coarseness is a deeper desire, is a deep desire to bestow?
Aviut isn't a big desire to bestow. It's the will to receive. As much as the aviut can be inverted by the intention to bestow, so the aviut becomes purity.
If there are opposite lights and vessels, then there's of you, coarseness from the perspective of the creator and the perspective of the created being?
No, and it's not written anywhere, and don't bring me all kinds of your wise and wisdoms. Latin one.
This dice que la luz retornante se viste en la luz superior.
It is written that the reflected light dresses in the upper light. I don't understand what is dressing, clothing.
Bestowing and bestowing. As much as the host wants to bestow to me, I want to bestow back to him. And then our relationships connect one to the other. That's how it works.
Barur.
Clear? PT 14.
All the changes, do they depend on the screen?
All the changes depend on the screen. Moscow 1.
Более грубый, это более явный, более выраженный.
Is the coarser, is it clearer?
The more coarse it is, the more aviut. And it's not corrected.
Florida. прямого света и бина отражения.
Can it be said that bina of direct light and bina of reflected light are the same quality?
We didn't learn that yet. Mach 3.
Получается на прямой свет. Есть тут уподобление по свойствам?
The reflected light that's dressing on the direct light, is it the same qualities?
Yes.
The reflected light dresses the direct light. Is there equivalence of qualities here?
Yes, of course, that the direct light and the reflected light complete each other. They resemble each other, just like the host wants to bestow to the guest wants to bestow to the host, and that's why they connect by that. That turns into the inner light of the soul, or the patsuf, same thing.
Oren? I see there were three questions about the same sentence, so why don't I read it?
What?
The ten sefirot of reflected light clothe, ten sefirot of the upper light. Three friends asked, what does it mean to clothe?
Clothe means that they exactly fit that upper light, only they come from the guest to the host. That's it. That I receive everything in the host's bestowing towards me, and by this I build my attitude towards the host, that it will be in the exact same form, just like he wants me to take something from him and enjoy it. I try to build vessels specifically towards this pleasure that the host is expecting me to take, and in that way I relate to him. Try to work with your feelings more. It will help you advance to building the Patsuf.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Вот в связи с тем, что вы сказали, что я пытаюсь облачить и выстроить такое же отношение хозяина.
According to what you said, when I try to clothe and build the same relation to the host as he to me, I connect to the friends in the tent. What does it mean that I try to create the same relation to him as he to me?
The creator is relating to the tent, not to you. He's relating to the ten in general. And then you, together in the connection between you, can build a connection towards him. The connection between you together will be as malchut of the partsuf. And as much as you receive from the Creator the feeling that he's bestowing towards you, you from this are building an attitude towards the Creator. From the attitude, the relationships between the friends, between the sefirot, you're also building a relationship with the Creator. We'll learn that each and every sefira also has 10 individual sefirot, and in those, the 10 individual sefirot in every sefira, it's like that in every friend we have also work towards the other friends in 10 sefirot between us, and then when we connect, there's work between us to the Creator. It's all one mechanism that has a lot of relations in it. How I relate to the friends to me, how we complete each other, how we organize all these things to be aimed towards the Creator. That's how we build the Patsuf. After we reach a feeling and understanding how it's built, what the system is, what the spiritual cell is, then it'll be very easy. That everything will be connected, everything will be natural, everything will know what to do. I don't tell my hand that now I have to send it somewhere and take a pen and bring the pen here. I just do it. That's how we are going to be working with the Patsuf towards the Creator.
Each friend in our ten feels some level of connection between us, not all of us together. What does it mean that in our connection, there is Malchut that receives something from the Creator?
How do you give to the Creator, not how you receive from Him? You hear me? Speak in a different way. How can we connect between us to such an extent that we feel that we're bestowing to the Creator? And until we don't feel we're bestowing to the Creator, it's a sign that we are still not connected. North 2.
Rav, מה זה לעבוד ברגש?
What does it mean to work in the feeling, in spiritual work?
What it means to work in the feelings, I can't explain it. It's a feeling. And beginners that come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it takes them a few years until they start implementing spiritual actions in the feelings. And then we have to remind ourselves that the feeling is the main part, because what did the Creator said? I created the evil inclination. All of the creation is a desire, and what we feel in the desire is called feelings. The mind only helps us direct our desire, connect desires, discern between desires, but the mind is secondary to the desire. The desire is the creation.
Continuing, item 68. Malchut of direct light is Keter of reflected light. The coarsest of all, namely phase 4, becomes the most important. That is because she is the root of all 10 sfirot, of all these 10 sfirot of reflected light. It is so because this reflected light is no more than a part of the light that belongs to her, which the screen pushed backwards. Therefore, phase 4 is regarded as the keter, meaning the root.
Okay. It's worth to read it again.
Again, 68. Malchut of direct light is Keter of reflected light. The coarsest of all, namely phase 4, becomes the most important. This is because she is the root of all these 10 sfirot of the reflected light. It is so because this reflected light is no more than the part of the light that belongs to her, which the screen pushed backwards. Therefore, phase 4 is regarded as the keter, meaning the root.
That's it. So, we don't have anything, just reject what the Creator wants to give us. From this we'll have reflected light, like the guest and the host. He doesn't want and doesn't want and doesn't want. And then it's written that the same forces of rejection, when they accumulate together, they become the vessel of reception of the created being, to get all the abundance from the Creator. You'll see where it's written. It's in a very nice, precise, wondrous way. And we need then to understand how we can reach it. That the forces of the pushing from the Creator on one hand and the rejecting from the other hand, when they reach a certain intensity, then from that, the condition is created that the created being can receive from the Creator, the guest from the host, and it will be counted as giving to the host. Meaning, to bestow to the Creator, we can only under the condition that we can receive in order to bestow. Otherwise, it's not bestowal. If I still can't receive in order to bestow, then I'm in a state of preparation, maybe, of bina. But afterwards, I need to add it to my rejection, also the will to receive, and to use the will to receive, that it'll be receiving in order to bestow as much as I receive. Then that will be counted as giving to the Creator. Okay. Yes, Olin.
The guest is opposite from the table, sitting at the table, and rejects all the pleasures on the table.
Yeah.
What can we reject? What do we have in front of us that we have to reject?
That everything you feel in your life, you organize it in a way that it will be only towards a connection with the friends, the connection of the whole world, in order to bring pleasure to the Creator, that for now you are going in whatever you can right now, and whatever is revealed to you right now, you're going towards a general correction that you will receive in order to bestow. All the way, all the presentation of the Creator towards created beings. And for now, you do what you can do. What can you do? Now I'm told I need to start connecting. That's it. Love your friend as yourself. That's the general law. In what can I start keeping this law? In connection between us in the 10. And then I can go and do it. When I reach the first degree of connection in practice, then I can start seeing in that connection that the parts that reject one another, I'll start feeling in that connection above the rejection, meaning that the rejection is the aviyut and the connection is the purity. Then I start feeling between the rejection and the tendency to connect between aviyut and purity. I'll start feeling the higher reality called the spiritual world, the upper world. That is what we are coming close to. But it seems to me that we have a problem, that during the day we disconnect from the lesson, that every lesson I give a portion to advance by more and more and more, and we are not implementing it the right way, our lessons. So today, again, let's hear the lesson and connect between us and explain it to one another and hear it again, what we had in the morning lesson. The first hour in each and every lesson is the most important. So try to be constantly with this, and don't think that you already know or remember. Hear it again and again and again, and every time it'll be new in your eyes.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, вопрос здесь написано.
Thank you, Raf. A question. It's written that, but return to phase four is a small part. Does that mean that what we receive is a small portion of light and what we give is multiplied several times and it becomes keter?
No, no. What Chinat Dalet receives in order to bestow makes her expand to the degree of Keter. She includes all the other Sfiot in her. The Creator fills her all the way. In the end, it turns out that Chinat Dalet is full of all the Creator. And there in Chinat Dalet, there's a Zivug, a whole complete zivu, Creator and created being. And then it takes place in all of Bchinat Dalet. When she establishes the first 9 Sefirot, she includes them.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
How can we develop a spiritual feeling?
Can't hear.
How can we develop spiritual feeling?
First of all, you need to fix your microphone, or don't ask how to find spiritual feeling in the 10, or only talking about that. PT 5.
It's not clear, this thing about rejection. Technically, it is clear, but in our everyday conduct, what I feel, what is pleasant in my will to receive, I want to bring it closer. What I don't like, I want to reject. I can't distinguish between them.
That's exactly it. What's pleasant, push away. What isn't pleasant, receive it. Do such exercises. It's clear to you, right? It's clear to every baby. So, come on. Tomorrow, tell us how the world changed. You'll flip the world over by that. Your world. Try it. It's interesting. Good exercise. PT6.
During the lesson, we said that now we're going out to the day and we absorb from the world. What should we absorb from the world, and can we decide what to absorb and what not to?
I am constantly in the morning lesson, and I'm constantly continuing the morning lesson. And in the background of the morning lesson, I determine what do I receive from me from this broad external world. Just like that, that this and this and this, I can let it come into me, and what I receive from the external world, in what can I expand, broaden my vessel of reception, my attitude to the Creator, to the world. That is something I need to do, meaning I have great work during the day, that on the background of, that I don't forget the morning lesson. On that background, I can also allow myself to absorb all kinds of discernments from the external world. And if I can't absorb them correctly, so I only participate there in an external way. I build myself in two paltzufim. My inner eye that is connected to the morning lesson in the group, and I don't disconnect from there, and my external eye that I just do things like a puppet towards the whole world. That's it.
How does this inner eye not disconnect from the morning lesson?
I am constantly going through the morning lesson inside me, and if I can, I also listen, and if I can't, I listen to songs. At least there are songs. Everybody has music on in the background throughout the day. That's, everybody does that. That's called normal. So you do that at least. Each one depends wherever he is, where he works. Okay. Well, I can't hold info down any longer, that they want to tell us something. Yes, please.
Yeah, before we go over today's schedule, we're going to tell the Israeli Kli that on Thursday there will be a special evening lesson. We will update it in the schedule. The World Kli is invited to connect as well, but it's intended first and foremost to the Israeli Kli in light of the situation in Israel. It'll be regarding connection in the people of Israel. And today's schedule, at 10, we'll begin the live broadcast with Noma, and afterwards the writers' meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. We'll continue to a song.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione che esisto, non voce vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, 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 con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione, al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col creatore, 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 con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Pablo, 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 Pablo